It is time for the Sunrise Wellness Center report, ladies and gentlemen. Sunrise Wellness Center, li.com. Very important website. A lot of what is discussed in this segment is not discussed anywhere else. Valuable information. Sunrise Wellness Center, li.com. Also on our website, linewsradio.com. And for a free consultation, you can make a call to the Sunrise office for Dr. Ron Sinagra. You can make a phone call, speak to Denise and the crew over there. They'll set you up in great fashion at 631-563-1444. Conveniently located right off Sunrise Highway, Report Lakeland Avenue. There's a little strip center there. The great offices. I've been there many a time with Dr. Ron Sinagra. It is great to have you back. I hope you caught a lot of good little fishies in the waters off Florida. And a lot of people missed you last week, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. Had a lot of fun. Tough getting used to that 88-degree heat every day, but it was fun. It was a good time. But
I got to tell you, it's not for me. It's not for me. You know, I mean, I love it down there occasionally, but not for me all year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's tough to live down there. I certainly see that. Funny thing is, most of the places that we went to closed June 1st. Like, why are you guys closing? They're like, it's too hot. You know, all the outdoor places. So, but it was a good time. It was a lot of fun. And I'm happy to come back. And I brought some very interesting stuff today, Jay. And you know, Jay, today I wanted to talk about some new concepts in Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
But I got completely sidetracked when I was doing my research for this, and I came across a podcast from Joe Rogan. And I believe Joe Rogan may offer the best real journalism out there. And why do I think that? Because he can't be bought. Spotify paid Joe Rogan over $100 million for his podcast.
Yeah.
And he has no fear. He puts on guests that normally would be censored by the mainstream media. And if you think about it, you know, I deal with healthcare talks a lot. The mainstream media gets its primary financing from drug commercials. So you really think that you're going to take your number one advertising income and run a hit piece on a medication? Probably not. So that's why we really don't see a lot of journalism anymore from the mainstream media on pharmaceuticals, vaccines, whatever.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. This show, we cover this, not only with our great conversations, but we have segments on this regarding the pharmaceutical industry in general, whether it be, you know, the price points or the fact that there are shortages out there in various situations. That's a whole nother story, but we do cover this extensively. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about Alzheimer's because we all know, if you ever had anyone that you loved or a friend that had it,
we all have.
It's tragic. I mean, to be lost in your own mind, to be lost in your own home, to wake up and not know familiar faces, I can think of no greater despair or suffering. My Lord, it's just tragic. So I'm watching this Joe Rogan podcast, and he's got this author on. His name is Max Lugavere. And he was bringing up the topic, which sidetracked me on today, because he starts off by saying that for the past 16 years, Alzheimer's research was based on a fraud. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what? The whole thing was based on fraud. So I'm listening to him, and I'll give you a summary of what they talked about. But the prevailing theory is that beta-amyloid plaques around the brain cells or neurons was the cause of Alzheimer's disease. And most of the research and treatment has been focused on finding a drug to remove this plaque. Now, the problem was that they could never clinically prove that the plaque was causing the cognitive decline. They actually have scans of healthy people with lots of beta amyloid plaque and no cognitive decline. So, basically, the theory of the plaques being the cause was pretty much dying in the early 2000s. They were really thinking this is not the cause. But in 2006, a paper came out in the journal Nature. And this paper came out, and the researcher claimed that he injected into healthy mice the precursor of these plaques. And the cognitive function of these healthy mice dramatically declined. So this was the missing link as to the cause. Now, Alzheimer's drug trials failed 99.6% of the time. By far the worst. Worse than cancer, worse than neurodegenerative diseases. I mean, the drug trials for Alzheimer's disease were abysmal. And the drugs on the market basically are just Band-Aids with very poor results. But this paper breathed new life back into that amyloid plaque theory. And in 2020, I believe it was, a new drug came out. I mean, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Aducanumab, I think it was called. Aducanumab is the way it's written out. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. It removed plaques from the brain. But the problem was, it had no effect on improving cognitive function. So they find a drug that removes the plaque, but yet they can't find any improvement in the cognitive function that this is being taken, that's taking place in these people due to this drug. Yet they approved it anyway. And it was also, the drug had tremendously poor side effects. It caused brain swelling in 35% of the participants and brain bleeding and other horrible side effects. So they put together a panel of neuroscientists, and 8 out of the 11 said, do not approve this drug. Well, they approved it anyway. So here's where it gets crazy. The University of Vanderbilt researcher, he's a research reporter or a research scientist. His name is Matt Schrag. He did some sleuthing around about that 2006 study in the journal Nature that said that by injecting mice, healthy mice, with this precursor of amyloid plaques, that cognitive function was greatly declined, and it really affected cognitive decline. Remember, this is the paper that was the foundation of all the following research and all the following drug trials. It proved that plaque was the causative factor of cognitive decline.
Which we
even
know,
though, remember now, we've had scans showing plaquing in healthy people with no decline. So he found that all the results in that 2006 study in Nature magazine, or Nature's the health journal Nature, was fabricated. The whole thing was a fake. So the last 16 years of Alzheimer's research and drug trials was based on fraudulent research, fraudulent theories, and was basically a complete disaster. P.S., that drug is still on the market, by the way.
What's the name of the drug?
I'm trying to pronounce it properly. Let me make sure.
Aducanumab.
Aducanumab. It's Aducanumab, I believe, Aducanumab. And there might be a shorter name for it.
I think it's Lecanemab.
It's Lecanemab.
The FDA recently, I think, granted full approval to this treatment, which has been shown to moderately, folks, slow the progress.
It's been shown to remove the plaquing, and that's what they're basing the efficacy on the medication. But it really is not shown to improve cognitive function, and which is the whole purpose of it. So when Max Lugavere, the researcher that I was listening to on Joe Rogan, he goes on to explain that after he did a paper on this, he was attacked by what he called the amyloid plaque mafia. And the status quo in research, per se. And, of course, Joe Rogan goes, why were you attacked? He goes, because of the profits. It's billions of dollars, in profit due to these medications. So Joe Rogan went on to ask him, well, what would you do if a loved one or you find yourself with cognitive decline? And he came out with something that I found, which was just astonishing. He said that he would utilize the ketogenic diet. Now, it's proven that patients with Alzheimer's and cognitive decline lose the ability to produce energy in the brain cells by 50% from glucose. We also know our brain runs on glucose, but the brain's ability to produce energy from ketone bodies is undisturbed. Now, remember, we talked about this on prior shows. There are two main energy systems in the body, glucogenic, which is sugar, glucose, and ketogenic from fat. We can only store up to about 24 hours of glucose, primarily in our liver. And we can store unlimited amounts of body fat. Body fat is your reserve energy supply. So when we exhaust our glucose reserves after about 24 hours or so, our bodies now switch to a ketogenic energy system, where we break down fat to ketone bodies and glycerin, and we use the ketone bodies as an energy source. In a sense, we switch to ketones, when we switch to ketones, instead of using glucose, pretty much what we're doing is we keep the lights on in the brain. That's not a treatment for Alzheimer's, but it's a way to manage it very effectively so the brain cells continually get, energy. And as we've discussed when we talked about mitochondria, that it's vitally important for cells to make energy so they can do their job. And then I was doing more research, and I found an article in Forbes magazine dated in 2017. And this is what the title of the piece was. It was titled, "Looking for a Cognitive Enhancer? Skip the Drugs and Try Fasting." And it was by Jerry Bauer. Now, real, really positive article. But here's the interesting thing about the article. The guest in the article was Dr. Jason Fung, MD. He is one of my favorites, and he is the man who wrote the book, The Complete Guide to Fasting, which I've mentioned on your show many times. And if you're listening, just buy this book, The Complete Guide to Fasting by Jason Fung. It will teach you everything you need to know about the insane power of fasting and how it dramatically alters brain and body function in positive ways. So I was very interested to see that Jason Fung was in this article. Mm-hmm. And on improving cognitive function, Dr. Fung mentions a book by Laura Hildebrand called Unbroken. It became a big blockbuster movie. I don't know if did you ever see the movie?
Yes, I did. I have.
It's about, for the listeners that haven't seen the movie, it's about World War II American prisoners of war held in Japanese camps. And they were basically starved to death, like most of the prison camps in World War II. Now, don't forget, there's a massive difference between fasting and starving. Fasting is controlled. It's intentional. It's intentional food deprivation. And it can be stopped at any time. Starving is forced. So I always make that mention so we understand there's a stark difference. Yet, when they interviewed the prisoners that survived, when they were liberated from these camps, their stories were truly astonishing. A dramatic increase in mental capacity was noted. The only energy source they had, of course, was ketones. Their glucose was long gone. One prisoner actually would read books cover to cover from memory. I mean, that's incredible. Another prisoner learned the entire Norwegian language in about a week. So the researchers started noting this crazy cognitive improvement when you're using ketone bodies as energy and when you go into the ketogenic system. Yeah. Now, more research has shown that what happens is that our body's survival mechanism kicks in. And if you're starving and you have to become mentally sharp to get your next meal, that's part of our evolutionary genetics. So there's only two systems that don't decline when you switch into ketogenesis and you don't and you're in a state of with no food. It's your brain and it's your reproductive system, because everything we do in nature is designed to perpetuate the species. So very interesting, but I just found it incredible that they talked about this. So it's documented facts that ketosis and ketones have a very powerful effect on brain function. And then I want to just, when he talked about, when Max Lugavere talked about the amyloid plaque mafia and how he was attacked because he challenged their theories, it brings me to another mafia that's out there, and it's the cholesterol mafia. Now, most of the theories of cholesterol come from what's called the Framingham study. It's the longest epidemiological study done. It lasted 20 years in the town of Framingham, Massachusetts. And it's basically the basis for our understanding of heart disease and our attack on cholesterol as the cause of heart disease. Now, Dr. Fung explains this well in his book on fasting. But one major fact that's never reported that I know is out there because I read it, is that in Framingham, it shows that when you go over the age of 50, the lower your cholesterol, the higher your mortality. Meaning that the lower your cholesterol is over 50, the shorter your lifespan. The higher your cholesterol over 50, the longer patients lived or people lived. So that's in direct stark contrast.
When I first read that,
I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. Here's what I think.
That's a bunch of nonsense, isn't it? I mean, you're the doctor.
It's crazy.
I mean, you're telling
me. Here's what I think.
Hold on a minute. We're running out of time, but you're telling me if I have a cholesterol count of 380, I'm going to live a much longer life than somebody with a 180.
Well, they say that, the number now is 200, but what they say is anything under 300 is okay. And this is what the new research is showing. And that lowering cholesterol as we age.
Bad cholesterol, LDL. What about that?
Same thing. Both of them under 300.
No, but if you're over 100 LDL, that's okay?
Yeah, I don't think we understand what I think what we're learning.
I don't know about that.
Let me continue. So, and then I'll get to your point because it's a good one. I don't think cholesterol's evil. I don't think God made a mistake. Many hormones like sex and adrenal hormones are made from cholesterol as well as cell membranes and vitamin D. So we've seen an explosion in cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, dementia. We see people in their 40s with it. I mean, that wasn't there years ago. So what organ has the highest percent of cholesterol? The brain. Up to 20% of whole body cholesterol is found in the brain. And up to 70% of the brain's cholesterol is associated with myelin, which is the insulation covering nerve cells and brain cells. And up to half of the white matter is composed of myelin. What's the best-selling drug in America? Lipitor. So we create these wars on, lower blood pressure, lower this. From what I'm reading now, the fact that we keep lowering cholesterol, I think it's having a dramatic effect on brain function and Alzheimer's. And then I even looked up, I just Googled, what is the side effects of statin? You know what it said? Memory loss. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm going to get into that in future weeks. But here's the myth, and I'll leave, I'm running out of time. But here's the myth. Jay, you and I know we grew up in the 60s and back in the 50s we had Jonas Salk and he invented the polio vaccine and helped so many people. And we had this myth that science, research, medicine, drug companies, that they were all working as a team to better us. And what's coming out now and what we're seeing is that may not be true. What they're doing is they're coming out now, and what it's showing is their primary driving force is the sale of pharmaceuticals, not necessarily what's best for you, for me. And I just don't think that, from everything that the new research is coming out with, next week I'll get into it, on what that Framingham study showed, is that this war on cholesterol, and remember, heart disease was the number one killer of Americans. It still is. So all this cholesterol, and I have patients that go to the doctor with a cholesterol of 209. Now, they say the max is 2, and at 209, they're putting people on statins. Now, statins have side effects.
We're running out of time here. I got to get Lee Zeldin on. But again, we're running with that notion, but what about LDL and HDL counts? I mean, you can have a 209 rate overall, but
think,
you can have an LDL
I think we create these villains, and I don't think it's true. Now, this is my opinion.
That's only your opinion now. This is not my opinion.
But next weekend, I'm going to bring some facts into this, which
that's
is a different opinion than the conventional thought, because I don't just make these things up.
I hear you.
There's reasons why I believe that. And I think that next week we'll have a fascinating show looking at cholesterol, looking at LDLs, and looking at statins. And I really think that the fact that we keep lowering cholesterol and we keep using these drugs, that it's aiding and resulting in a lot more of the cognitive decline.
Dr. Ron Sinagra, ladies and gentlemen, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. Check out the great website and to get a consultation with the good doc here, 631-563-1444. Listen, ton of questions. I just had this discussion yesterday. We are so screwed up from a medicine, pharmaceutical, whatever you want to call it, standpoint in this country. It is beyond belief. Hospitalization, insurance
companies,
PPOs,
do me a favor. Give my best to Lee Zeldin,
HMOs.
And please tell
me. I got to tell you, we need to overturn the whole damn thing. I'm going to tell you right now, because we are a screwed up nation when it comes to this.
No tell problem. Zeldin we need him as governor, my lord.
Well, he probably
give
heard
my
me.
Best, please. I love you, my friend. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You got it. Minute and a half to the
bye
top.
Bye.
Quick hit.